The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Hello, everybody.
We need leaders.
And welcome to the National Intel Report. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. And we're going to have a great show. And I'm going to talk about several things that have been bothering me. And I'm going to talk about stress. And some people say, oh, God, how boring. No, but you got to hear this because, you know, I'm a lab guy. I break it all down and I'll let you know how it all takes place, why it's the root cause to all our disease is stress. Okay. So I just want to just look back just a little bit in 2019 and the last 10 years or so. You know, I got hacked so much, you know, I was stressed. I was really stressed. You know, there's a lot of things that bothered me, you know, when they were killing naturopaths, you know, all these naturopaths being murdered, you know, like wonderful Dr. Sievers down in Florida. You know, everybody liked her. She helped a lot of people. And all the naturopaths that are murdered were, you know, doing well. You know, they're helping people get well. But see, the powers that be, they don't like that. They don't like people getting well by natural means. They want you to be on their drugs. They want you to be doing their radiation. They want to cut you up. They want to take your organs. And they just want to keep you in that revolving door. So, you know, when these natural health practitioners kept getting killed, it was bothering me. It was stressing me out. You know, I'm a naturopathic doctor. And, you know, when Dr. Sievers got killed, I mean, she's a wonderful person, family, married a good husband and wife and mother of two children and in the prime of her life. I mean, probably 40 years old, 39, something like that. And nothing was stolen in her house, but, you know, her head was beat up with a hammer. You know, that was it. You know, the house was broken into and she was attacked and just beat up with a hammer and that was it. You know, so, you know, and other naturopaths have disappeared or, you know, had suicide when they're totally happy people. So that used to stress me that they're killing naturopathic doctors because I'm a naturopathic doctor. So, you know, I just got stressed out by that. And, I just want you to know that I did some changes, okay? I quit driving to Dallas. I live south of Dallas, about an hour and a half out in the country. So I quit driving to Dallas. I quit fixing my website because I was being, you know, attacked on my website. It was hacked a bunch of times. So I just quit fixing it. And it was an interesting thing. You know, I don't do social media either. Last 5 or 10 years, I just haven't done much social media. You know, I quit doing advertising. And, you know, I just said, well, you know, it seems like they're going after the successful ones. I'm not successful as far as monetary wise, but I do help a lot of people get well. You know, I'm a one-man band. I'm low budget. You know, you don't pay a doctor's visit with me. And so I've been trying to stay low-key. So when I quit fixing my website, real interesting thing happened. You know, right now it's up. You know, you go to themastersurvivor.com or johnnydelirious.com, you'll see it. It's up. But all the pictures and a lot of the stuff isn't really on there, but you open the first page, you'll see my services, and the contact tab is at the top right-hand corner. So those two things work. You know, you can see what I do right on the first page and my contact tab, and that's it. I don't have any other bells and whistles. Half of it's broken. And since I quit fixing it, because I was spending all this money trying to keep my website fixed, and I kept getting hacked, and then when I quit fixing it and it's just broken, then they didn't hack me anymore, whoever they are. You know, I don't have any enemies. You know, my patients really like me. Knock on wood, so far so good. But, you know, I've been doing this over 35 years. So I have a good relationship with all the people that I work with. But as soon as I stopped fixing my website, I wasn't hacked anymore. And then as soon as I stopped, you know, going to Dallas and advertising, you know, my stress went down. It went down because I noticed that the stress was killing me. I was just being so enraged by so many things. And that's what the powers that be want. They want to keep us stressed out to the max. And when I look back on just 2019, I personally don't believe the deep state and the powers that be really care about the Democrats anymore. I really don't think so. You know, to them, leaders like Schiff and Pelosi are all a bunch of morons, that they have wasted too much of their time and money with all their idiocracy. But they've done their, you know, they haven't done their job by getting rid of Trump, but they only use him now, you know, to keep their supporters, you know, about one third of the population. They want to, you know, keep those one third of the population on that hamster wheel of hating Trump, hating Christians, hating white people, you know, on and on and on. You've heard it all. So, you know, the deep state is not worried about the left. They are all mind controlled and will dance and sing and, you know, with whatever song their Pied Piper is singing. So I just want you to know that, you know, they are definitely in a different mode right now. They're definitely in a different mode. And, you know, in one way, they're playing defense, and they've never played defense before. See? So, you know, when you think about it, two-thirds of our population is, you know, looking at all the left-wing people and what they do and all the you know, the pride parades and everything. That's about one third. It's not as many as they want you to think it is. It's about a third of the population. But now they're using extreme warfare with their tactics to keep us sicker, to die faster. So I've got a message here, and it says right here, let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, I see. 93 audio files already sent to RBM. Okay, so I'm going to be doing, just to let you know, I'm going to be doing Stop the Presses tomorrow. We'll probably have Mark Anderson call in live. And this is like a little office keeping here, a little announcement, because he went to the Trump rally in Vegas, and he's there now, and he's trying to call in from the Trump rally. So we'll go ahead and take Mark's call. Okay, is that tomorrow? Okay, so tomorrow on Stop the Presses at 2 o'clock, Mark Anderson's going to call in live from the Paris and Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas. And he is the on-the-ground reporter letting us know what's going on out there, because they just had their Democratic debate last night, and they, you know, Trump had his rally. I love it when Trump tries to upstage the Democrats wherever they go. I think it's wonderful. So anyway, so that's tomorrow on Stop the Presses. And just to continue my show about stress, you know, if you have depression or you get angry really easily, you got to listen to this show, okay? I'm going to break it all down for you. So, you know, they're pouring on the toxins, the vaccines, the chemtrails, the drugs, the pandemic, like this coronavirus kind of, you know, some people are alarmed about it, and then others saying, oh man, it's just a dud. And you know, it really is, because it's based, and the strain is from a cold or a flu virus. Because a cold or a flu virus is so easily transmitted. You know, somebody sneezes and you pick up the mist, and if you're run down and your immunity system isn't strong, yeah, you will pick up that cold or flu, whatever they got, because you breathed in their mist. But if you're strong and you're, you stay in shape and you're robust in your activities and everything, you probably won't pick it up. I mean, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's, you know, the pig flu or whatever it is, you probably won't pick it up. And that's the whole key, is keep your immunity strength high. Okay, so, I just want you to know that they want us to be, you know, under this fear. You know, they try to keep the stress and the fear factor as high as possible. And I was falling into that trap. I really was, you know, when I was seeing all the naturopathic doctors being murdered, or, you know, mysteriously having a suicide when, you know, everything's right with them. Everybody said they're happy and they have a suicide. Well, no, that's not a suicide. That's just a contract killing. You know, that's what that is. And so anyway, I was able to rise above it because, you know, I quit going into Dallas. I quit doing social media. I quit fixing my website. And all of a sudden, you know, I noticed, and I was able to step away and just really look, that I was actually following and falling under their control. See, they don't have use for any of us anymore, folks, because, you know, they see us as just units of consumption and, you know, or units of production, and they rate how much we consume and how much we produce. And for them, we're just no good anymore. That's why they're trying to eliminate the population. They're trying to lower the population. They're trying to exterminate us. And even Bill Gates publicly admitted that he said, these were his exact words. Bill Gates said in several speeches, he said, well, we got to find more creative ways to limit population growth. That's how he put it. Well, you wonder why he put so much money into vaccines. Well, that's why, because vaccines definitely are on your way to the grave. Okay, so with all this electronic mind control and the vaccines and chemtrails and drugs and the toxins and everything going to the max, they don't have any use for any of us anymore, because they can get robots to do everything they need and get it done cheaper and faster. That's the way they look at it. They look at us as being, in the way of their agenda. So we're no darn good anymore, so we got to be eliminated as fast as possible. I do think in this regard that we're not being eliminated fast enough for their fancy and for their wishes, and thank God for people who are listening to RBN, and thank God for RBN and some of the other people out there that are waking up, because, you know, their ultimate goal is to manipulate, herd, control, and harvest us. So that's ultimately what they're doing, okay? And every day, you and I, we see the results of their handiwork. The whole population sick, broke, and stressed out. Unfortunately, this is happening. But fortunately, many people are finally waking up, like I said, and they don't want to be exterminated. They don't want to be replaced by a robotic world. They want a human world. And many people are saying, enough is enough. I'm one of them. I want a human world. Johnny wants a human world. Johnny wants my country back. I want to be able to, you know, do things without having to look behind my back all the time. I want to have picnics outside with my girl. I want to, you know, see kids running around learning to read and write and not question whether they are male or female. You know, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for simple things like that. I want them to have a better chance than I did to get ahead, you know, with a family and a life. I want to, you know, see my grandkids free of toxins and stress. I know I'm just wishful thinking in one way, but if enough of us believe that and enough of us see that people are waking up, because there are a lot of people waking up, then many everyday Americans are realizing more and more that the real control the globalists have on the people is to keep us full of toxins and our level of stress high. That's their last card, okay, is to keep pumping those toxins out and keeping our stress level high. That's all they got left, folks. That's all they got left because, you know, with the internet and all these other things, you know, their agenda is already out in the open. You can read it in so many places. So they just want to keep us running hard on that hamster wheel, you know, to keep us stressed out. This rat race life, to stay stressed out. The higher the stress is, the more likely the population will just give up and do what they're told. You see, they want people to be compliant. You see it all the time. When someone is feeling bad and elect to just get that unnecessary surgery that the doctors say they need to relieve their ills, remember that more than half of all surgeries performed in the U.S. are not necessary. They are way overpriced, but the patient is feeling bad and so stressed out that they just choose to do it. So let's talk about stress, okay? Because when you're stressed out and angry and stressed out, you know, you're going to be more compliant. You'll just say, oh, screw it. All right, here's my guns, you know. I'm tired of fussing about it. That's, you know, they want to get you to that point. But trust me, folks, that's not gonna happen to Johnny, okay? I'm like George Washington, you know. I go back to our founding fathers because George said, you know, I'll die on my feet before I live on my knees. And, you know, George is my hero, our first president. So, you know, that's what he said. I'll die on my feet before I live on my knees. And so that's what it's all about. They just want to keep us so stressed that we'll just agree to whatever their agenda is. Well, that's not Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. So let's talk about stress and how to get rid of it, because most people don't realize that the powers that be have conditioned us to accept a stressful life as normal. They've conditioned us to accept that. We have to realize this and turn it around. I'm not worried one bit, because I live far above their evil level and flying way under their radar, and I can unlock the mechanism of stress today for sure. One thing, like I said, I quit going into Dallas so much. That's stressful enough. But in the lab, we understand how this happens inside our body. We classify all our patients in one of eight categories of stress, okay? So this is based on their mineral levels, and of course, the Master Survivor Program, we can reverse engineer what the globalists have been doing, okay? So let's talk chemistry. In the lab, we see two main classifications of stress, the sympathetic dominant or the parasympathetic dominant, or the fast metabolizer or the slow metabolizer, the fast metabolizer being sympathetic dominant and the slow metabolizer being the parasympathetic dominant. Okay, these states depend on the endocrine system, how it's performing in relation to mineral inaction, and that's very complex. But I will make an attempt to simplify the understanding and show this basic interaction that all levels of stress, you know, are thrown, will throw the endocrine system. That's all our glands, that's our hormones, okay, which in turn will affect our mineral retention or antagonism, okay? So depending on how stressed we are, depends on how many minerals we're going to take in, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the National Intel Report. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Hour. And today I'm talking about stress, and I was telling about the parasympathetic, which is the slow metabolizer, and the sympathetic dominant, which is the fast metabolizer, and talking about that. And but first, I want to just tell you that stress levels, whether acute or chronic, are shown in the subcategories of the metabolic types that I just named. So Hans Selyes, he's a Hungarian doctor who actually came up with the different stress levels, okay? And those stress levels are alarm, resistance, and, you know, to exhaustive stage. Stress, and of course there's recovery as well, and so that's when you're past and recovered from the stress levels. So the hair tissue mineral analysis show the metabolic typing and will indicate these different degrees of stress, making it easier to determine and utilize specific therapy and food, you know, to help you get over that stress, because when we balance the minerals, then stress doesn't affect you as much. So within these categories, we're using nutritional support, both food and a little supplementation, and that helps lower stress and working harmony, you know, to work harmoniously in the body. And so, you know, one of the products we use, we tested at the lab, it lowers cortisol levels, and it's definitely, when you lower cortisol levels, you eliminate stress, period. And so that's been a real wonderful thing from Health Evolution, the company that's brought the YTE, the Young Tissue Extract. But for now, I'm going to tell you what the fast metabolizer is. There's, you know, it's like when stimulatory minerals are dominant over sedentary minerals. So if you have, you know, some minerals are too high, then, you know, those stimulatory minerals are going to be dominant over the sedentary minerals, and you will be a fast metabolizer. So, you know, usually this group is associated with increased sodium, potassium, and phosphorus and iron levels. Those are the stimulating minerals, and that's antagonistic, and that pushes calcium, magnesium, copper, and zinc out of cell metabolism. So, you know, you stay, you know, more stressed out. So we see a raised adrenals and thyroid activity because of the high tissue retention of levels of sodium and potassium and phosphorus, okay? The result is the raised stimulatory glands that antagonize sedative glands like the parathyroid and the pancreas, okay? So, you know, if we're a slow metabolizer, then we have an increase in sedative minerals, which includes lowering the sedative neuroendocrine system activity. So the calcium, magnesium, you know, they're sedative minerals. They're more relaxing minerals, and they're increased in cell metabolism to make the parathyroid gland dominant. And, of course, the parathyroid hormone decreases the activity of the thyroid, cascading into decreased adrenal activity. So copper usually plays a role to contribute further reduction of the thyroid activity. So you can see how all these things are connected in the body. You know, I'm a lab guy, and I love chemistry because, you know, no one can dispute that. There's no subjective, you know, there's no gray area. You know, it's either one thing or another. That's why I love the chemistry so much, just like that sun coming up every morning. In the East, you can count on it, and that's the kind of world I live in. I like to, you know, look at things that I can count on, and that's why I love chemistry so much. And so that's how I help people with their health, because when their minerals get imbalanced, they get sick, you know, or they're going to get sick, or they don't feel good, or the stress has just overwhelmed them, and then, you know, inflammation and disease is just the next stop on their schedule of life. And so once we balance the minerals and we use the young tissue extract from Health Evolution to get rid of that cortisol, you know, then their stress goes away. We get rid of that inflammation. We balance their digestive tract, and, you know, we get back into good health. So then we can see through the agenda of what they're doing, because on our day-to-day life, you know, when we get stressed out, we're just falling right into their agenda. You know, they want the whole population stressed out. They want to keep you on that hamster wheel. Well, Johnny's off the hamster wheel, and if you're on it, I want to get you off and you know, at least have your life to, you know, maybe you don't have everything you want, but you're not worried about anything. If you're not worried about anything, life is good, okay? If you're not stressed about anything, see, that's the difference. We can be as poor as a church mouse, but if we don't have those cortisol levels high and we gotten rid of those cortisol levels, we've gotten rid of our stress, and we're just, you know, happy as a hobo, you know? I mean, I don't like to put it that way, but none of that will be stressful. Nothing will be stressful, and I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. This is Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and I am sitting in for John Stattmiller on the National Intel Report. And I'm going over a little bit of chemistry like I do in the lab, the different stress levels that we classify. Once we get people's hair, we see the minerals that are going on in their body and in their cells, then we can classify them at a particular stress level, whether they're a fast one or a fast two or fast three or fast four or slow one, slow two, slow three, or slow four. These are all different stress levels. And, you know, usually the slow metabolizers are, you know, they're metabolizing glucose at a more reduced rate. They're more insulin resistant. They're more estrogen dominant. Like with women, they're more estrogen dominant, and that is a big factor. And, so 9%, 90% of the population are calcium dominant, slow metabolizers where, you know, they're insulin resistant, and they tend not to use up, or use their insulin to break down the sugar as energy, and then the body just stores that sugar as fat. And so that's why. But a fast metabolizer will just use any sugar coming in because they're utilizing that glucose right away. They are not insulin dominant. okay? And so that's the difference. The slow metabolizer, it splits the glucose, and they have adequate forms of glucose oxyclonolate acid in the glucose cycle, and this leads to inability to produce citric acid in the Krebs cycle, so therefore they don't break down that sugar, and they just end up storing it as fat instead of using it as energy, whereas the fast metabolizer will just burn that sugar right up. Okay, so that's the big difference. But I'm not going to go too much into that because it just depends on your report and where your minerals are, how all those things fall. And trust me, you know, the right diet and the right minerals, getting them back in balance will get everything straight. You know, with the young tissue extract, we eliminate the cortisol, because if you have a high amount of glycemic, if your glycemic index is high and you're not burning up the sugar, you probably have a lot of cortisol too. And of course, that is one thing that's producing the stress. So we got it on the outside, you know, from the powers that be, and then of course we got it on the inside from what our imbalance of minerals are doing to our endocrine system and our glands and everything else. And when that cortisol goes up and that insulin resistance continues, and all of a sudden, you know, stress will be in our lives. It's just part of our lives, but it doesn't have to be, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you. Like I said, it doesn't matter what's going on. If you get rid of those cortisol levels, and you'll get rid of your stress. And it doesn't matter what's going on. It could be the worst catastrophe in the world, but if you lower and reduce and eliminate those cortisol levels, you'll be able to handle it with a sound mind. You won't be all, you know, just, you know, occupied by, and can't think straight. Because when I get stressed and I get angry, I don't think straight. I'm sorry, I just don't. And so it was a real wonder when I just stepped away, and I quit doing advertising, I quit fixing my website, I quit driving to Dallas, I quit doing, you know, social media. There was just a lot of things that I just quit doing. And then when I found, you know, the young tissue extract from Health Evolution, and I got rid of my stress levels from, you know, getting rid of the cortisol, oh my gosh, I was just calm as can be, just calm as a cucumber. And yet my car wasn't running. I was having all kinds of problems with things, but I was just handling it in stride. I wasn't upset. I wasn't angry anymore. I wasn't stressed anymore. And I could think really straight. And that's what the big difference for me has made when I got rid of those cortisol levels using this, product, this YTE product from Health Evolution. I could actually think about things, even though I had a bunch of, bills and this and that. And the next thing you know, my car wasn't working. I had to find a ride to get groceries, you know, and all this kind of stuff. That's stressful. But when I got rid of my cortisol levels, I just said, well, okay, so-and-so can't help me. Let me call so-and-so. You know, I was just one after another. Then I started, you know, walking into town. I said, well, I'll find somebody, you know. I'll find somebody. But I didn't worry about it anymore. I wasn't upset about it anymore, you know. But, buddy, in the old days, about just 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, when I was driving to Dallas all the time, oh my gosh, what a rat race. And what a relief it is to get off that hamster wheel. Oh my gosh. So, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, will show the specifics of the patient's biochemistry, their endocrine level. You know, we know what kind of levels of stress you're in, and then we can change that with diet. And, you know, you don't have to deal with that anymore, okay? So, but before that's available, to simplify the understanding during that first consultation, my rule of thumb is usually determine what stress the patient's in, and then I immediately help them target their nutritional needs. And in our research, we found that certain patterns of vitamin and mineral uptake are involved in each level of stress, or the lack of certain vitamins and minerals, okay? So anyway, this criteria, you know, that I learned from the laboratory is a more targeted approach for mineral needs of the cell. And the chemistry governs and provides which stress level and food and supplementation to take. So we don't waste our money. We're eating only what we need and taking only those supplements that we actually need based on our biochemistry. At first, the globalists were trying to limit the amount of vitamins that consumers were buying. You know, for a while, they're trying to make everybody have a prescription for vitamins, okay, with the Codex, you know, over in Europe, and they're trying to make, you know, worldwide where vitamins were going to be, you know, only by prescription. But that didn't go over so well because there's so many, supplement companies. And so then they didn't stop that. You know, the supplement industry really took off in the 70s, and so they decided to actually help it grow. I'm just being serious. Globalists actually they flip-flopped, and they decided to help the supplement industry grow because they realized that, you know, when stress levels will go up if you're taking too many supplements that you don't need. You know, if your calcium keeps going up, that's going to really stress you out because you're going to be, you know, having all kinds of other problems because calcium will cancel out, you know, phosphorus and magnesium and potassium in your cells. Your bones will get brittle, not because you need calcium. No, you already got too much calcium. But see, the globalists realized that in the late 70s because they realized that, you know, and so they just started promoting more nutritionals. They started promoting more coffee shops. They started bringing in more cocaine. They started making more methamphetamine. Did you notice all of a sudden the meth production increase, you know, toward the 80s and 90s? And so they kept pushing those dystopia themes, you know, the zombie apocalypse, you know, and, you know, the end of the world themes, okay? They knew this would bring on more stress. Just at the bare minimum, they'll plant those seeds to where people, you know, in the back of their mind are thinking, well, everything is going to be all over in a few years anyway. I mean, everything's going to hell in handbaskets. See, they just want to convince you that. I mean, they even had a thing going where they were saying the sun's going to get too hot and we're going to burn up. You know, I mean, they did that for a while. You know, too many gamma rays and too many delta rays and all this, and we're going to get too hot and all this. And that's why they're, you know, doing the chemtrails to keep so much sun from coming in so we don't get too hot. And it's just all a bunch of garbage, folks. I'm telling you. They've been lying to us. We've been living in this lie for so long that most people don't realize what the truth is anymore. So, you know, globalists knew that all, you know, this dystopia and the violence on the TV, the meth and the cocaine and the coffee shop, you know, all the increased coffee, you know, and the increased stimulants and the increased supplement industry, they knew that would bring on more stress. They knew certain minerals would rise. And so that, you know, the stress was their key to managing the herd because people would burn out faster. Look at all the scooters you see today. Did you see all these scooters running around in the big box stores just like 20 years ago? Just 20 years ago. There were no scooters, okay? Just, you know, 20, 25 years ago, they didn't have any scooters in the big stores. Now, the scooters are lined up, you know, like shopping carts, you know, and people choose to go scooter because it's just so much easier to hop in a scooter instead of walking around pushing that shopping cart because their stress is so high, folks. Their stress is so high. They don't have the energy to walk around and go shopping, so now they give you a scooter, okay? Now there's scooters everywhere. They've got to have them so people will buy and buy their products. So they knew this would bring on more stress, and they could manage the herd and burn them out faster. Stress was their new weapon to destabilize our society. Plain and simple, folks, because in lab I've seen these changes transpire just so obviously, okay? To me, I just see these trends, and it's what, you know, the agenda of the globalists are pushing. So I've mentioned on several shows about how the nutritional programs take a shotgun approach, okay? That, you know, oh, I have expensive urine, so I'm covered. I'll get all my vitamins and minerals because I take that meal replacement and I take that multivitamin. And, you know, it's got the herbs and the minerals and the vitamins and everything. So their premise is if you have enough of everything, your body will take care of everything and it gets what it needs and you'll have expensive urine. You got it covered. So all these MLMs and health food stores and sales representatives failed to realize that too much of a good thing in nutrition creates more stress. The globalists knew that. So not only did the cell phones take off, but the vitamins business took off too. This is all by design. The coffee shops everywhere. You get Mac Latte now. Everywhere you go, you can get coffee. Just 20, 30 years ago, you know, there weren't all these coffee shops. Now it's just everywhere. Well, there's also all this meth and cocaine and you know, all these other drugs that are available too. So that's their strategy, is to keep your stress as high as possible, okay? So the noticeable benefits of taking so many products and nutritional products, you get benefits in the beginning, but, you know, after a few months, it doesn't work as good, but people keep taking them. And nearly all of my patients, when they first come to me and they have health problems, they tell me, you know, I run their hair in the lab and I see what, you know, in their hair tissue mineral analysis, I see the minerals are way out of balance. Too much of some minerals and not enough of other minerals, and their endocrine system's way off and out of control. Their hormones are way out of balance. And of course, they don't feel good. And their first reaction to me, they tell me, Johnny, I'm spending so much money on the best supplements. How can this be? I take the best supplements. And, of course, over time, too much means too much stress, and it's a problem. So hear me out, folks. It's important to understand, with all the military veterans committing suicide, they are, you know. They're just overwhelmed with stress, and that's a viable option for them is suicide. Another option is they'll go and find heroin, you know, because, believe me, a big hit of heroin, that definitely takes your stress away. You know, a bunch of cocaine, and you know, that definitely takes your stress away. I'm from Florida, you know, I know, okay? So that's why there's been so much opioids and so many people getting addicted. They're just trying to find relief. So we really have to take time to understand this dreadful problem. So let's talk about stress, what it really is, where it came from. And I'm going to read a little bit from, she's a naturopath, she's a registered nurse, her name's Holly Lucille, and she gave a good explanation about the general adaptation syndrome, GAS, G-A-S, and the stages, okay? So these are the stress stages. I already named the stress stages, and so, you know, Hans Selye, he's a medical doctor. He is the father of stress. He was the Hungarian endocrinologist that I was telling you about. He first gave a scientific explanation for the biological stress, okay? He actually borrowed the term stress from physics to describe an organism's physiological response to perceived stressful situations. But see, part of that response is also inside your body with all your endocrine system and the way you're processing your minerals or not having enough minerals. So according to Hans Selye, he said every stress leaves an undeniable scar and the organism pays for its survival after a stressful situation by becoming a little older, okay? So in his eyes, and he extrapolated and found and theorized in the beginning, but now we know it's true, that every stressful situation, every time we get angry and we really, you know, have tantrums and just things are just out of control, well, we've automatically lessened our life by, you know, a couple of months or a couple of weeks or every time we get angry and get stressful. So Dr. Hans Selye, eloquently explained this stress model based on physiology. And I'll be right back, and I'll talk to you about the general adaptation syndrome.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, and I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and this is the National Intel Report. I'm sitting in for John Stattmiller, and I'm talking about stress, And, you know, if everything's going good and you're well and happy, then that is homeostasis or balance. That's where we should be. But if you are exposed to a stressor, say an emotional upset or a burnout of hand, or, you know, you burn your hand on a stove, or you catch a bug, or we slip and fall, you know, these are different types of stress. So the first stage is alarm stage. Upon perceiving a stressor, the body reacts, a fight or flight response. And so, you know, the sympathetic nervous system goes in to respond, and it's stimulating the body's resources to mobilize to meet that threat or danger. Okay, that's the alarm stage of stress. Usually that's the first stage biologically that happens. Then there's the resistance stage, okay? And so if that stressor keeps going, you know, it's an ongoing problem, then the body resists or compensates as the parasympathetic nervous system attempts to return many physiological functions to the normal levels while the body focuses resources against the stressor but remains on alert. So that's the resistance stage of stress. And that happens not only with our attention span, but also biologically inside. Then, of course, there's the exhaustive stage of stress. And that's when the stressor or stressors just continue beyond the body's capacity. And so the resources become too exhausted, and the body is susceptible to disease and death, okay? So that's like the final stage. So, you know, it starts from homeostasis, goes in the alarm, and then resistance stage where we're trying to cope, and then exhaustive stage when the stressor won't stop and we can't cope anymore. So, you know, it's like Holly, you know, she has a real good way of describing this. You know, we live in a society where there are stressful influences coming at us from all different directions. And these stressors are multiple and confounded and make an issue worse is the way, you know, when I know in my practice, when I see patients choosing to respond to perception of their stress and they increase their alcohol, drugs, or cigarettes, or sugar, or energy drinks, and, you know, if they keep drinking more of those Red Bulls, you know, that's not good because it's really tearing up your endocrine system, okay? And it makes us more stressful on the inside. So whether the stress is perceived as being good or bad, or it's passive or active, the response to our bodies is, you know, is intended, it's like a survival mechanism. But after a while, we pay the cost. Inflammation goes up. We're more susceptible to disease states. We're more susceptible to catch a cold or a flu or whatever the case may be. And see, the powers that be know that. If they can keep our stress high, they can keep us sick. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.